This is Studio Session Shorts. I'm Abe Beeson.
When I was 6 years old, I had lessons on a little xylophone at my house on how to read music, and I guess it stuck. Because although I wandered from that later, I came back to playing percussion later.
That's Seattle's preeminent mallet player, Susan Pascal, talking about the start of her life with the uncommon instruments, vibraphone, marimba, and xylophone. Pascal is the first person called when a Northwest band needs these instruments, and she's played with several groups in the KNKX studios. In 2015, she brought her own long-running quartet with Dave Peterson, Chuck Deerdorf, and Mark Ivester at the guitar, bass, and drums. Susan Pascal's quartet at KNKX playing the Cubano chant. Pascal has worked in varied groups and styles for 3 decades. She's a master of Latin and Brazilian music, who's also played in symphonies and jazz orchestras, performed TV and film scores, and steel drum music. Pascal explained that it all started in Shoreline.
The school district had an awesome program, played in the band and the orchestra and the youth symphony and all that. And it was great because I had a classical background and became a good reader, and that's paid off.
Susan Pascal grew as a musician and, like most vibraphone players, eventually discovered Gary Burton, the vibes master of the jazz fusion era. His classically influenced improvisations and 4-mallet technique gave Pascal inspiration to find her own voice on the vibes, drawing from her childhood listening to classical music, show tunes, and top 40 radio.
Especially after hearing Gary Burton's and Chick Corea's album, Crystal Silence.
Nice.
Everybody's nodding in here because it was such a great recording that affected not only vibraphone players, but other jazz musicians as well.
The Mike Stern tune, All Heart, from Susan Pascal at KNKX. Pascal's unique musical expertise has led to opportunities across the musical spectrum, including the eclectic world of film and television music. Pascal mentioned playing on a silly dream sequence for the movie Office Space, and also The Blind Side, that earned an Oscar for Sandra Bullock.
Sometimes you'll find out, oh, well, this has a little vibraphone or a little, you know, marimba or something like that. And then sometimes it'll be something very complex, like on The Blind Side, it had a lot of technical marimba on it. It was great. It was really fun to play.
Pascal understands her instrument has built-in barriers for curious young players. A vibraphone is nearly as big as a piano, but not nearly as common in a high school band room. And you can't get inspired to play an instrument if it's not there.
And I was always on the lookout for some kind of, you know, used thing on eBay or Craigslist to send their way. And so when I do that, I can, you know, try to get them out there into the schools. But it's not a hugely common instrument for kids, that's for sure.
Susan Pascal's quartet at KNKX playing Pat Metheny's Double Guatemala. Pascal said she's been offered vibraphones before and got excited about fixing it up for a young vibes player, but found that her hands were better suited to playing than rebuilding.
So I thought, okay, I'll restore this thing. It sat in my garage for a while until I realized one of my students had a dad who had a machine shop and who had everything. So I said, here you go. And they got it, and they restored it, and now she's using it. It's fantastic.
Susan Pascal continues to inspire a new generation of vibraphone players from the stage. For KNKX, I'm Abe Beeson.